Hello, good morning. I'm here with Paul Stapleton from Galway Simon, down outside Jury's Inn, overlooking the new bridge construction for the Volvo Ocean Race. Paul is heavily involved in the QR treasure hunt that Galway Simon are going to be running for the week, I think, Paul.
That's right. It's starting on the 30th of June, and we're running for 9 days through to the 8th of July.
And what exactly is a QR treasure hunt?
So, treasure hunt is as old as the hills. We all know what a treasure hunt is. What we've done is we've done an innovative twist on it, where we're guiding people around using a series of QR codes. These are the square type barcodes. You see them more and more in people's ads now. So for people to do the trail, they need a smartphone which has a QR code reader. The QR code reader then scans the codes that we have placed in strategic positions around town. It will then generate a clue for them by clicking on a link on their smartphone. Ask them a question, which they then answer. They submit the answer on their smartphone. So this is all as paperless as we can make it. And then they're given directions to find the next QR code. And we guide them around 15 or 20 points of interest around Galway, to different shops, to different buildings, to different points of interest around medieval Galway. We're doing three different trails. One which is family-oriented, so it's aimed at primary school kids between 8 and 10 and their families. And that's going to be running all week as well. And at the end of the week, whoever gets the most points for that, we get a prize. It's a break in Delphi Mountain Resort.
Lovely.
We're doing a pirate gourmet trail. So taking in some of the interesting cafes, restaurants. We have many of them in Galway, thankfully. But 7 or 8 of them have come on board, and they are sponsoring us. So they put a hamper together as well for, again, people with most points at the end of the week who do that trail. So that'll be points of interest gourmet-wise and points of interest history-wise, all mixed in together. And then finally, we're doing a history trail. That's the third trail. Again, 15, 20 points around town. And we'll have a hamper for the winner of that as well.
So, brilliant. And you have a stand all week over in the Global Village. Is that where the starting point for the tours are?
Exactly. Starting point is what people in Galway know as the Swamp, currently known as South Park, known for the next 10 days as Global Village. So Galway Simon is taking a table there, sharing a table or sharing a space there with NUI Galway, who have helped us develop the QR code. We'll be there all week selling tickets. Tickets are 10 or 20 euro. You can have one person using the 10 euro ticket. You can have 10 people using the 10 euro ticket. They just all need to work on a single smartphone. And we'll be selling tickets all week. Come and see where we're at. There's going to be lots of interesting stuff to see in Global Village.
Brilliant. And NUIG, I think it's the Derry Institute have been helping out with the background, the app side of things, Paul. Who up there has been giving you a hand on it?
Two guys mainly. Dr. Brian Wall, he's the operations manager in Derry. Derry, the Digital Enterprise Research Institute, part of the NUIG Galway. Brian Wall and Christian van der Werth. He's a PhD. He's from Frankfurt originally, doing a 2 or 3 years over here with Derry. And Christian has been working actually mostly in his spare time to put this together. So we were very appreciative to them. It just, we could not have done it on our own.
And you have a test case running this morning with some of the volunteers who are going to be working during the week, and they've headed out to do, I think it's 9 codes or something, Paul,
That's
is
right.
it?
We have, I put together a trail of 10 codes for them to follow around town. So it's kind of a subset of the overall trails. They're gone off now. They're just doing it at the moment. I hope they're not getting lost. I haven't had any phone calls, so that's a good start. So they're going to try it out. And one, I need the volunteers. There's two reasons I'm doing it. One, I need the volunteers to understand how it works, so they can explain it to other people that come to us in the Innovation Hub. And secondly, I want to get their feedback on, you know, ways we can improve it, ways we could make it better. So I'm looking forward to that. They're going to be back here in about an hour telling us how they get on. Did they get lost? How did they enjoy it?
Brilliant. And the business community in Galway have gotten behind Galway Simon again, I think, with sponsorship for the various points of interest around the town.
They most certainly have. There are about 20 businesses around town who have contributed to this. So they're the people that are supplying the goods for the hampers. So as well as the three winners hampers, we're going to raffle another treasure chest / hamper every day for whoever participates in the QR code. Again, none of it possible without the contributions from the business community in Galway.
Well, brilliant, and best of luck with it, Simon. It sounds like a wonderful day out if you have a family around for the Volvo Ocean Race. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.